Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. If you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
30134.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth? Only the year.
71.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, American. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm no longer living in the city of Atlanta.
You're not in Atlanta anymore, but you are registered?
I should be registered in Douglas County.
Okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Crime, racism and discrimination, immigration, traffic, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, public transportation, education, abortion access, climate change, and the environment. Three.
Jobs and inflation.
Okay, jobs and inflation. Okay, what else?
The cost of living one.
Okay. The cost of living.
And, yep. And crime.
Crime, okay. You have a good memory retention. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? When it comes to the city of Atlanta, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. What about the Atlanta region?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. What about Georgia?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, now we'd like for you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people, if you never heard of the groups, just let me know. The Atlanta Beltline, 0 to 10.
5, because I haven't been on it yet.
Okay, what about when it comes to Uber and Lyft?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about specifically in regards to Uber and Lyft, because I'm a Uber and Lyft driver, so it kind of makes a difference. Like, you mean
okay.
In general?
In general, yep. 0 to 10.
So, 2.
2, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What about MARTA train?
I've only used it once, a couple times, but that was like back in 2019. I'm going to go with a 5 on that.
A 5, okay. Thank you. What about MARTA buses?
Been on the bus. Yeah, I'm going to go with a 5 on that one, too.
5, okay. What about electric scooters?
I had to use those in 2019, too. Probably a 5.
A 5, okay.
Necessity for some people.
Okay, thank you. What about Mayor Andre Dickens?
Considering all the crap he's had to deal with, I would probably say a 7.
A 7, okay, thank you so much. What about the Atlanta Police Department?
They got a lot of crap too, but we'll give them a 6.
I what a six you said? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nope, you're okay. Good.
Okay. What about self-driving cars?
Oh, self-driving cars?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one yet. Oh, do you mean in general or actually here in Atlanta or just in general?
What's your opinion about it? The idea
of my opinion about it?
Zero to ten.
Yeah, that's a two.
A two.
That's
okay,
some crap.
Thank you. What about, okay, what about Governor Brian Kemp?
Oh, that's a three.
Three, okay. What about AI, artificial intelligence companies?
That is going to be a seven.
Seven, okay, thank you. What about the Atlanta City Council?
We're going to have to go neutral on that one, give them a five.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Good people, there's some bad people, so.
I feel you. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, minor, or not a problem at all?
That's a two.
No, I'm saying it's either a major problem, minor, or
not at all. Oh, got you. Oh, hell, that's a major problem.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say fair.
Fair, okay, thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Okay, thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Never. Have not been on it yet.
Okay. Thank you. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Oh, positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Very.
Very? Okay. Thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Open?
Okay, thank you. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale once again from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you are neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means, that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. I feel safe riding MARTA, 0 to 10.
So 10 is very safe, or is it the other way?
10 means that you strongly agree. 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree.
Oh.
And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to go with 6.
Okay, 6. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. 0 to 10.
That's a 0.
Okay.
Because we don't have public transit out where I'm at.
Okay,
outside
no
the
problem.
City.
Okay, thank you. The quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse. 0 to 10.
Hold on. Now wait.
Okay.
What is 10 again?
The quality of Atlanta's roads, it's getting worse.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So which one is that? That's a 1 or a 10?
10.
Whatever the highest is that y'all strongly agree. Yeah. 10.
Yeah, 10. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses?
Go ahead, go to 5. I'm not really sure. There was a recent incident, but you don't hear about everything. So
okay.
I'm going to go to 5
adding
on that.
More, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Gonna go to six.
Six, okay, no problem. I trust MARTA to finish the projects they are working on.
Oh, yeah, no, they can get an eight on that one.
Okay. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
If I used it, yes, but I don't, so I guess we'll go to five. Just be neutral on that one.
Okay, no problem. Which of the following statements do you agree with the most? Statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off our roadways.
Neither one? No, because a lot of people still won't take public transportation. I know you didn't ask for an explanation. And a lot of people don't like e-bikes because people don't pay attention, just like they don't pay attention to people on motorcycles. So, yeah, no, neither one is going to solve the problem.
Would you say that you somewhat agree with statement A or B? Because those are the options.
I'm going to say A, because A is the one that doesn't have that. That's just all public transportation, right? And not e-bikes and not self-driving car. Yeah, A.
Okay, thank you. Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area's traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale once again, 0 to 10, where 0 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. Adding more security to MARTA stops. 0 to 10.
Five,
okay. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
Well, just from what I know from the news. And I heard you and I said it, remember? But, okay, so 10 is more favorable or 1 is more favorable?
10 is more favorable.
Okay, so we're going to go with 6 on that.
Six, okay, no problem. Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
I don't know, because I haven't been on it, so I'm going to have to go. But what do you mean light rail? You mean lights, or are you talking about light rail as in transportation?
I guess it's light, as in light, L-I-G-H-T.
Okay. I don't know because I haven't been on it, so I'm going to have to go with a 5 on that one.
Okay, thank you. What about adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
Probably go with a 6 on that.
Okay.
Again, just from what I know from the news, but
Okay. What about repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we need to do that. Very favorable. 10.
Okay.
Yes.
What about adding?
Okay,
thank you. What about adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta?
That is an 8.
Okay.
For sure.
And that's already
on the table. But go ahead.
Okay, thank you. What about incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
I don't know, because that causes more problems, too. I'm going to go with 6 on that one.
6, okay, no problem. What about prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths?
Oh, hell, that's a 9.
Okay, thank you. What about building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
That's a 6 because they've done it in Midtown and people still don't use them, so.
Okay, thank you. What about expanding the streetcar system in the city?
That I'm 4, 9.
9, okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar, but that answers my other question. So, yeah, they're talking about putting some, I see what they're talking about. So they're talking about making lanes for basically people on, got you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm somewhat familiar, but go ahead.
Okay. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you support or oppose that?
If they're talking about the light rail, then support.
Beltline, yep.
Mm-hmm.
You support that? Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support, and we'll go with somewhere between somewhat and strongly, somewhere in there.
Okay. It's either somewhat or strongly. You want me to mark somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel better, you feel it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not convincing at all statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. All world-class cities have major public transportation system that meet the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents back in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
8.
Thank you. Now, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. as we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not other Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
Seven,
okay. The Beltline train is half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively. 0 to 10.
Six.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
support and somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than 1 year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 21 years?
Oh, I've lived in the Atlanta area since 2006.
So that's like 20 years, 11 to 20, okay. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Never married. Never married.
Never.
Single.
Single, okay.
Never.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself strong or not a strong Democrat?
That's the only two options. There's nothing in between. Because nowadays, you need something in between everything when it comes to politics.
I feel you. The only two options I have right here is either strong or not strong.
Nah, we'll go with strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Other, and they really need to get a category for self-employed for 1099,
okay.
But yeah, so other.
Okay, no problem. Self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to
54. 35 to
44. Okay, thank you so much. Then that will conclude our survey. Yes, so you know you sound very smart, very sharp. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay.
Thank you, too. Take care. Thanks, rest and safe.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.